Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, today we're going to dive into what happens if you retire way before Social Security assumes you will. How is that going to impact the benefits that they say you're going to have? Are you actually going to get those benefits, or are they going to have to reduce it because you didn't work near as long as they assumed you would, which is very, very common. And we're going to dive into all these details today, but if you are new here, welcome. So good to have you. My name is Dallin Hawes. I'm a financial planner who serves federal employees, and I absolutely love what I do. So let's dive right in. And this piece of content, this video, was made because of a question that one of you submitted. I'm going to go ahead and read the question, then we'll go into the answer. And if you have any questions yourself that you want addressed in a future episode, there's actually a link in the description below to submit questions for future YouTube videos. Okay. So this is how the question goes. They say, I have never seen an advisor address the following. If you retire and stop working at age 62, how does your personalized monthly retirement benefit estimate, so your Social Security statement, right? How does it change for age 67 and age 70? The Social Security statement declares that estimates are based upon your earnings to date and assume you continue to earn that same amount per year until you start your benefits. This could be a huge factor in planning. This is a fantastic question. So for those that didn't catch the essence of the question, this is it. They're saying that on the Social Security statement itself, it says that we assume you keep working and keep making what you're currently making until you start Social Security. So for example, the estimate they have for you at age 67, let's say you are 60 or 50, they assume you're going to continue working the way you are right now and continue making that amount until 67. They don't assume that you're going to start at 57 or that you're going to retire at 57. They don't assume that. They assume you're going to continue working till when you start your Social Security benefits. So what happens if you retire before when they assume, right? Maybe you're going to take benefits at 67, but you're going to retire at 60 or 57 or 62. How does that affect, if you pull up your Social Security statement, which if you don't already have a Social Security statement, please go get one. That'll help you a ton in your planning for your retirement. Go to ssa.gov, the Social Security's website, and you can find a statement where they estimate your benefits. But again, it's based on you working until the age that you start benefits. So how do we make sure we're not overestimating for ourselves what we're going to have in the future? Well, here is the biggest things to know, okay? Let's kind of go over how does Social Security calculate your benefits to begin with, right? I'm not going to go over the whole equation because it's a beast of a calculation, but I'm going to go over just the basics, okay? They look at your 35 highest earning years, okay? They look at the highest years of your career, the 35 highest years of your career, and those incomes for those years go into the equation, okay? So anything you did that you paid Social Security on, whether that job you had at age 16, right, at the movie theater, if you paid Social Security on that, they've got record on it, that may be counted into your 35 years, right? Whatever it is, any amount of work that you're paying Social Security on, those earnings, will go into this, okay? But then you might ask, well, what if I don't have 35 years of total work? What if I just have less than that, right? Well, that means, let's say you have 30 years... Okay. Let's say you only have 30 years of work in history total. Maybe you started at age 25 because you had college, you didn't have any jobs or anything. Let's say you got your first job at 25 and you want to retire at 55 and be done working forever. That's only 30 years of working history at all, right? Well, that means that 5 of your years, you have zeros, okay? They just put zeros in if you don't have 35 years, right? So if you only have 25 years, that's 10 years of zeros. If you have 32 years, that's 3 years of zeros that go into the calculation, okay? So long story short, the shorter your career, the less your Social Security is going to be, right? And the longer your career and the more you make during that career, the bigger your Social Security benefits are going to be. Okay, that's a brief summary of how it comes to be, okay? So what happens if you retire at age 60 but don't start benefits until 67? Can we even trust what is on the Social Security benefit statement for your age 67 benefit, because they're assuming you're going to work up until 67. They don't assume you're going to retire at 60, right? They assume you're going to keep working, making what you're making right now, all the way up to 67. How does this work? Okay, I've got good news and bad news. For those people that have lots of years of working history, right? 30, 35, just lots, you've worked a ton. Having a few years, right, where from 60 to 67, having some years where you don't work is not going to make that big of a difference, okay? Because you have so many years of earnings already in your calculation. The odds of it making a big difference in this situation, let's say retiring at 60 and not taking benefits until 67, is quite low, okay? It's not going to make a big difference. It'll maybe move your benefits by $10, or I'm just guesstimating, okay? It's not going to make a huge difference. However, for those people that don't have a lot of working history, okay, just haven't worked much in their career, or maybe you're a special provisions employee, right, you just worked less in general, right? Maybe you retired after 25 years. Then, let's say leaving the government at a certain time and not working at all until in your 60s, right? Will that impact what Social Security you'll actually get one day? The answer is yes, it will, right? And we don't know exactly how much the impact will be. Again, odds are if you've worked a full federal career, it's not going to be a very big impact, but it'll be an impact. It will change your benefits. And there's different calculators online you can use to try to figure this out. But again, the Social Security equation, it's a beast. It's big. So the principle, the thing to think about is I would not worry about this at all unless you really just don't have a lot of working history, right? And you're planning to retire early and not take benefits for a long time, then I would still trust your Social Security statement. I don't think you have to be super wary of it. But again, just know what assumptions they are assuming, right? They're assuming you can keep working what you're doing right now and making what you're making right now up until when you start Social Security. That is what the statement assumes. And those are the things to consider, okay? So again, for most people, you really don't have to worry about it. It's not going to change your benefits much at all. But again, if your career is super short and they're assuming you're going to work a lot longer, then you may have some trouble and you want to do some of your own calculations. Maybe contact Social Security and tell them, and they can give you a better idea of what it's going to be for you. So I hope that's helpful. Again, if you have any questions you want to submit yourself, there's a bunch of there's a link in the description below to submit those, and there's also tons of resources in the description to help you guys as federal employees get the most out of your benefit. So I hope that's so helpful. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.